61-year-old Bernard Seidling had a scam that was almost perfect. Almost, but not quite, says U.S. Attorney John Vodrill.
The beauty of the scheme is that the victims didn't know they were being victimized. So he would sue a person who lived in Dane County. He'd sue them in small claims court in Sawyer County. He would give an address that he's using in Sawyer County. He would have a fake affidavit or one that says, I tried to serve him but couldn't. He would publish in the Sawyer County paper, of course, so there'd be no service, and then you'd get a default judgment.
Vodrill says for all his efforts, Seidling didn't get a penny.
As it turns out, we got to it soon enough. It had to be some sort of inevitable plan. He could have filed these as liens. Maybe you sell the house in 10 years. Let's say somebody dies and their estate is selling it. There's this lien.
Even so, the U.S. attorney doesn't think small claims courts need to be overhauled.
The small claims system is quite correctly set up to be quick. Don't have to have lawyers. You know, there's small amounts of money. That's the whole idea of small claims. He simply abused a system that I think quite properly is set up to do what it does, and he just happened to abuse it.
Vodrill says the year-long investigation included 50 cases of fraud. Most of the targeted people lived in northern Wisconsin. Seidling will be sentenced in federal court on March 21st. He faces a maximum of 20 years for each of the 50 counts. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.